Among 12 other statewide ballot measures this year, Proposition 111 seeks to cap payday lending interest rates at 36%, inclusive of all fees. According to Curran Fowler, who is a member of Coloradans to Stop Payday Loans, payday lenders are currently able to charge more than 200% interest on short-term loans.
We feel that triple-digit interest in lending is simply unfair and wrong. And we also believe that all lenders in our state should have to follow the state usury law.
The usury law is regulated by the Attorney General and is a lending cap that provides a 36% rate for all other loans in Colorado. These short-term payday loans are also considered problematic because the borrower is required to provide the lender with access to their bank account.
You can imagine someone who is in need of a $400 loan because of their financial circumstance. They don't have the $400 and the additional $119 to pay that back in a really short period of time. And so what they do is they go back down to the payday lender before the due date, and they take out an additional loan and incur an additional interest and fee schedule, and then they just keep owing it on top of one another. Oftentimes, people file bankruptcy as a result of these loans. Their credit is ruined, and they may lose their checking accounts altogether because of the insufficient fund fees that start racking up, and so now they no longer even have a checking account at all.
15 other states and the District of Columbia have passed laws capping payday lending rates at 36% or lower, and Ohio, Arizona, Montana, and South Dakota did so by ballot measure. Other states have outright prohibited payday lending altogether. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.